over there. Big shout out to them. We'll take a time out, check in with our partners, and we'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. We begin in The Hague, where South Africa is urging the International Court of Justice to issue a non-binding legal opinion that Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories is illegal.
Israel, as the occupying power, is not acting in the best interests of the population under occupation and is not administering the occupied territory in good faith.
For the first time, the U.S. appears ready to support a U.N. resolution calling for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza, outside an Arctic prison in Russia. Alexei Navalny's mother makes a video plea for Vladimir Putin to release her son's body. President Biden says he hopes the opposition leader's death will convince House Republicans to approve more aid to Ukraine. No rest for the weary, rain-soaked in California. Correspondent Carter Evans.
The hits just keep coming here in Los Angeles, where they're still cleaning up from a big mudslide from the last set of storms.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is spring primary election day. Voters will narrow down races for local offices like school board, county board, and city council. There's a three-way primary for Milwaukee mayor. The polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight. We'll have election updates on many Civic Media radio stations. Supporters of Wisconsin's new legislative map say they'll make elections this year more competitive. Beloit Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer.
These are fair maps. If Republicans win a statewide election, they're going to win a majority in the legislature. If Democrats win a statewide election, we've got a shot at a majority. That's a shot we haven't had for more than a decade.
Evers signed the new district boundaries into law yesterday, a step that effectively ends a lawsuit before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a street closed in Wisconsin Rapids today. 2 Mile Avenue will be closed between 1st Street South and Samson Street. Crews will be working on the sewer utility beginning at 6 a.m. today. They expect to finish the work and reopen the street to through traffic by 11 a.m. Property owners will still have access to their driveways along this section. Traffic will otherwise be detoured on Samson Street and Airport Avenue. Groundwater is the center of conversation in Hatley this week. The Marathon County Conservation Planning and Zoning Department, along with the Marathon County Health Department and UWSP, will host a groundwater conversation on Thursday, February 22nd at 6 p.m. It will be at the Hatley branch of the Marathon County Public Library at 435 Curtis Avenue. Everyone is welcome to attend this first in a countywide series. No registration is necessary and the event is free. Light refreshment will be provided. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 47 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 27 on Wednesday. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 50. Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope your Tuesday is treating you good. We're certainly going to end this hour. We got good things lined up for you. We're going to get into some entertainment news to kick things off. Looking forward to being joined by American Shaman, a new Heart of Wisconsin Chamber member. Going to help you get to know their business a little bit more. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
A little bit later, we're going to get into four ways to find a great bottle of wine for cheap.
Ah, right.
And one state says no way to seceding.
Just one. Okay, good.
Interesting stuff. Yeah, we'll be getting into that one. I apologize. A little sidetracked because Pam got me coffee. Pam, aww, you are the greatest. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. That was very nice.
Well, happy birthday, James.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Happy birthday, James.
Thank you very much.
I thought I Bring you some at least.
That was very sweet. Thank you. You're the best. Appreciate you.
Now you don't just have to drink chocolate milk.
Yeah. I'm gonna mix the chocolate milk into my coffee, though. I'm doing that. Go. I'm definitely doing that. It's like a poor man's mocha.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. It's not the first time I've done this. It's
not Nor will it be the last.
No, unfortunately not, no.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, well, I mean, if you want to make your own mocha, that's really all mm-hmm. it takes is adding like a little chocolate syrup or whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's start off with a little entertainment news. And for those that are tired of hearing about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, I got one more story for you. Travis and Taylor both came through big for the victims of last week's shooting in Kansas City. Travis donated over $100,000 to the family of two sisters, ages 8 and 10, who were shot and suffered leg injuries. And Taylor gave over $100,000 to the family of radio DJ Lisa Lopez Galvin, who was killed in the shooting. Mm. But, you know, celebrities should probably just keep their mouths shut and just do what they, you know, don't do anything for society or ever speak mm-hmm. on things. Because, you know, once you become a celebrity, you lose the freedom to be able to speak your mind. Mm-hmm. Like, this is where the shut up and dribble people drive me insane. Like, mm-hmm. hey, you know, I don't want to hear from athletes and their political feelings or musicians or about their political feelings, blah, blah, blah. You know, you do when they agree with you. you do when they agree with you, but you mm-hmm. don't anybody else. And mm-hmm. the idea, like, has anybody ever heard a celebrity so-and-so, I like this person. You know what? I was going to vote for the other person, but now that celebrity said so, that completely changed my mind. Like, if you're
that's what you're using as your barometer of who to vote for?
If that's your barometer, you are already lost. Okay, and tell me the percentage of society that does that, because that person I challenge if they even take the initiative to vote.
Right.
They may say that they're going to vote for so and so because if somebody said something or whatever, but are they actually going to go ahead and do it? I doubt it. I really do. I find it to be the lowest of hanging fruit to whine and complain about somebody like throwing their support towards somebody else, regardless of what it is. We don't have an issue when a former president or somebody does, gives their tip to, how do they mm-hmm. word that usually?
Endorsement.
Thank you. I couldn't think of the word endorsement.
That's okay.
When that happens, like locally, Mayor Blazer gave an endorsement to one of the candidates.
Mm-hmm. Right. They're entitled to do that.
Anybody lose their mind over that? Anybody? I've been spending the last 2 months researching and talking to this community about the mayoral vote, about the mayoral day, race. This day, mm-hmm. this race, yeah. and today. And the one thing, there's a handful of things I haven't heard. One, I haven't heard any complaining about the candidates. And two, I have not heard anybody mention one thing about Mayor Blazer endorsing so-and-so. And I'm not even going to say who it is, because there's plenty of people out there that may not even know. Mm-hmm. But it shouldn't skew your... It's data. Like,
right.
It's data to take into consideration if you want, mm-hmm. sure. But it's not a outlier. It's not the thing that should make your vote.
And the information is out there that has been provided by the candidates, you know, through the mayoral forum, through the interviews that they did with you on Midday Magazine. I know several of them gave like meet and greets or talks at the library that were open to the public. So, you know, they've tried to give you as much opportunity to get to know them as they could and as they wanted to. Mm-hmm. So that's the information that's available to you.
Chef Gordon Ramsay flew a fan named Madison to meet him in Miami after hearing about her bucket list wish. Madison was recently diagnosed with stage 4 terminal cancer.
Oh, no.
Ramsay invited her and her girlfriend to join him for dinner at his restaurant, Hell's Kitchen. He also asked her to be his special guest at the grand opening of his new restaurant called Lucky Cat in South Beach.
Aww.
Madison posted clips of her dancing with Ramsay in the kitchen. She said, quote, "Gordon Ramsay, the biggest honor and the coolest night of my whole entire life. And for everyone who made this happen, I love you." Ramsay said, quote, "Thank you for teaching me to dance. It's the first time ever in a kitchen."
That's Gordon, sweet.
Gordon Ramsay, there's some beautiful videos out there of this wonderful young lady and Gordon Ramsay. I love when we get the chance to see these sides of people. Mm-hmm. for one, I appreciate every single person. We talked about this a lot with Toby Keith. Any person out there struggling with the disease and sharing it with people, I don't know if there will ever be words to say how much we appreciate it and how brave we think you are, every one mm-hmm. of you. If anybody watched any of the BAFTA awards over the weekend, Michael J. Fox came out and gave a speech, and they brought him out in a wheelchair, and he immediately stood up off that wheelchair, and before he even said a word, everybody else was standing up.
Yeah,
it just gets me just thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I, especially in a industry and in a world that is so image conscious.
Right.
I don't say this stuff for empathy. I say it just for data. You know, being an actor is one of the tougher gigs out there when it comes to your self-worth and your look and everything.
The importance that they put on image.
I've talked to some of the prettiest, most handsome people in my that I've ever met in my life that beat themselves up worse than I do about my looks, and I'm pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Like it's one of those industries that you're in it. The longer you're in it, the more you tend to beat yourself up, and the more you stare at yourself in the mirror. It's why so many celebrities get bad plastic surgery and all of this. But it's also one of the notes of we really don't know these people that well. You know, it's a little foolish to pretend that we do. One of the mm-hmm. things that I think is noteworthy with a guy like Gordon Ramsay, he's made his career off of being one of the world's best chefs, yes, but along with that, maybe 1A, 1B, is being the loudmouth in the kitchen, yelling at people and you know, and screaming at people. There's a million, promos of Gordon Ramsay losing his mind over, you know, right. yelling at somebody or whatever.
Over something small or little or seemingly inconsequential.
And a lot of people know him for that. That's mm-hmm. that's not all the guy is made
of. That's like his signature.
Yeah, but this is who he is. You know, this is the real Gordon Ramsay, what you're going to get here with these kind of moments. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is neat.
A big movie that people are really looking forward to this year is the sequel to Beetlejuice.
Mm.
I don't know. That was one of my favorite movies growing up. My sister and I would watch it endlessly. Love that movie. It's showtime. Michael Keaton made Beetlejuice. He was such a huge yeah. part of it. I will not throw out there. I will throw out there as well Winona Ryder. Incredible cast. Catherine O'Hara. There's a bunch of great actors in it.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton was such a big part of it. Well, Michael Keaton met his Beetlejuice return with hesitance and caution because it had to be done right.
Yes.
He and director Tim Burton decided early on that if they did a sequel, it had to be, quote, it had to feel handmade, especially with all the technology there is today. Michael says, quote, what made it fun was watching somebody in the corner actually holding something up for you to watch everybody in the shrunken headroom and that kind of thing. instead of using green screen or a lot of that,
CGI or.
Yeah, they went back to the original and how they did that one. Where,
cool.
And that's Tim Burton's thing. You know, you look at a Nightmare Before Christmas and things like that. A lot of people have wondered, why has there never been a sequel to Nightmare Before Christmas? Because nobody has 10 years
to put all the work in.
Yeah, it took 10 years to make that movie, man, or 7 years. So when you're going to do something right, it usually isn't done quick.
Nope.
Michael goes on to say, those are people under there operating these things, trying to get it right. When you get to do that again after years of standing in front of a giant screen, pretending somebody's across the way from you, it's enormous fun. Beetlejuice hits theaters September 6th.
Wow.
I'm excited about that one. That should be pretty good. That should be. Even, you know, to be honest with you, even if it's bad, I'm going to see it and I'll be happy that I saw it. Just to see that cast back and to see Michael Keaton back in there to see what they do with it. I'm very curious. I think it'll be really interesting. I hope that it's a it does well and it's a sign to Hollywood and everything that, hey, this is the maybe this is the way to do it. I know it's cheaper to use green screen and it's kind of niche. But audiences are tired of it, and audiences have gotten like numb to it now. Where
because it's just like more explosions, more blood, more gore, more. Maybe that's maybe not the way to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe less is more.
Yeah.
Maybe old school is what we should be focusing on.
I think the smart directors out there are getting that. Definitely picking up on that. We know that we try to, with our morning show, be a positive start to your day, do serious comedy to start your day and all of that.
But also be informative.
Exactly. It's a balance that we've done here at WFHR for a very long time. And Melissa and Seth and I have, done a very good job with. But we can't be with you all day, some, you know, for the most part and everything. Maybe you need a podcast. Maybe you need something else to cheer you up or a little bit. Well, I got one for you. I just happened to come across. It's called What the Muppet. It's like a half an hour, 40 minutes. It's these two knuckleheads that get together and talk about Muppets. They just it's all improv. They grab a random Muppet out of a hat and put them in funny situations. It's just silly fun. Go check it out. Look, the Bria Hoyt, I see, is, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Bria. Bria Hoyt. Please check this out. Big shout out to everybody that has already subscribed and likes the podcast. Every time I talk about this, I see those subscription numbers go up.
Awesome.
And I got to think that that's a big part of a lot of you out there. Thank you so much to everybody following the podcast and having some fun with Bree and I. We've been enjoying it quite a bit. I got a new episode of What the Muppet out. Be sure to check it out. Sharp and Dangerous. Got a really fun Muppet in that one. We got one of my favorites we got on that one. It's a fun episode. Be sure to check it out wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like the video component, go ahead and on YouTube, type into your search bar, What the Muppet, subscribe to the page. And thank you again, everybody, for already enjoying and making it so successful. We appreciate you.
And you get to watch James and his daughter create this podcast.
Yeah, Bria's reactions are worth it alone. She's got such good reactions. We are going to take a timeout talk with our partners. When Melissa and I come back, we're going to speak with American Shaman, a New Heart of Wisconsin Chamber member. Looking forward to hanging out with them for a little bit, getting to know our friends over there. Coming up on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win.
Tired of falling behind with housework? Will this cleaning ever end? Well, guess what? It can. Call Rightway Cleaning Service, where cleanliness meets perfection and has for over 20 years. Daily, weekly, monthly, or seasonal, whatever you need, they're tailored to fit your schedule. And because they believe in taking care of those who've taken care of us, seniors get exclusive discounts. From window washing to power washing, house sitting to errand running, they do it all, and they do it the right way. So call Patty now at 715-459-1475.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Spring is here, and S. Johnson Lawn Service is searching for a spray technician. Applicants must have a valid driver's license and a willingness to train. Wage will be based off experience. S. Johnson Lawn Service provides designated work trucks while on the job, as there are many exciting projects from retaining walls to whole remodels all throughout Wisconsin. Call 715-305-4729 today or apply online at Indeed.com and search S. Johnson Lawn Service. Located at 1201 South Oak Avenue in Marshfield.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The winter warmth is surging back into the state today as highs climb to the low 50s. Under mostly sunny skies, it'll be a bit breezy today, with more patchy fog possible by early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, another bright and beautiful day with highs striking the mid-50s. It's 33 at our studios.
Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And Mel and I are joined right now by a new friend of ours. We have Audrey with us from American Shaman. Audrey, good to meet you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Audrey is a member of American Shaman is a new member of our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. I want to talk a little bit about that with you, Audrey, and talk a little bit about the shop. First, though, before we get into American Shaman and what your business is, can we get a little bit about you? Can you tell us a little bit about your origin story and how you ended up doing this?
Absolutely. So my background is actually in medical science. That's what I went to school for. I worked in the medical field for a little while and just realized it wasn't the type of healing I wanted to offer to the community. And so I did a couple other business ventures in the meantime, but found my way to American Shaman actually during COVID. And so, yeah, just decided to take the leap while everyone was kind of focusing extra on their health during that time. And that's how we wound up where we are.
So many people we know from that time went from having a job to a career or from a job to a passion. It sounds like that was something for you, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We really wanted to make sure that we were offering wellness to the world and specifically our community. And during COVID, when people were focusing more on their health, it just felt like a great time to do it.
While you were in the medical field, did you get some ideas or you see the beginnings of this idea forming? Because I know talking to so many people, our own health workers here in town, and that more and more the common theme I'm hearing is the options, that people want more options or at least to know of their options when it comes to their health care.
Yeah, absolutely. People, because of the amount of dis-ease that's happening in our community, people are looking for additional options because it's harder to get into the doctor. It's taking longer, and doctors have less time to spend with you on average. So people are looking for opportunities to stay healthy. We don't believe, myself or our business, that there is no need for Western medicine or that doctors or nurses are bad in any capacity. But we want to do our best to make sure that people are living their healthiest life so that they can spend less time at the doctor.
Yeah, right on. Well said.
Thank you.
And I got to think that talking to people and I'm my own self, I know Melissa and I have talked about this a little bit, that so much of what people are looking for nowadays is options.
Yes.
It's not to say that one is better than the other or anything. It depends. It depends on the person and what they're going through. And we're learning more and more how a flu is not the same for you as it is for me.
Exactly.
And our immune systems are going to be different. So, of course, the things that would heal us would be different.
Exactly. And our body chemistries, as you said, are all different. So we're going to react to care differently. So some people, the natural options work much better for them. And for some people, they're just more comfortable with other options that we already have more traditionally available. So we just want to make sure we're occupying a space and doing it really well, offering that secondary, more holistic, natural option for people's wellness.
And piggybacking off of that, Audrey, what are the things that people can find over at American Shaman?
So right now we focus primarily on cannabinoids. So we offer multiple different cannabinoids that are derived from the industrial hemp plant, which is federally legal across the United States. So obviously in Wisconsin, we're not medicinally or recreationally legal. So everything we carry will fall within that 0.3% THC rate. That's not to say that you won't get some elevated psychoactive effects from the things that we carry if that's what you're looking for. What most people don't know when they're looking at using CBD or THC as something medicinal is that CBD is really where your healing is happening. So we see a lot of people come in our store that are traditional THC users and have been since high school, and they want to go straight to THC, which is fine. We have that option for them. But CBD is really where your healing is at. That's where your balance is going to come from. And THC is more of a band-aid. But we do have both of those options available, as well as multiple other different cannabinoids. There's over 100 different cannabinoids in the industrial hemp plant. So the ones that we carry primarily are CBD, CBG, CBN, and then THC, HHC, and Delta 8. Our product lines are always expanding. What's really exciting is that the industry is still exploding. So it came to fruition in 2018 with the legalization of industrial hemp with the Farm Bill. So we're continuing to see advancements, and we're continuing to see different things isolated out of the plant that offer different benefits and different effects.
As far as the type of clientele that you're seeing in this industry, too, that has changed quite a bit over the years.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I would say that while there might be like stereotypes out there, I don't think any of those have ever really fit the industry. I myself, whether it's out in California or here in Wisconsin, wherever I am, I see the whole rainbow of gamuts, sex, different age, different race, all the different things. Like there's no really one type of person. This can be beneficial to so many people out there.
It's so true. And we see a really wide range of people coming through our door. When you do stop in at our store, it is less of a traditional experience because most people, when they walk through the door of a CBD store, they have a preconceived notion about what their experience is going to be like or what items they're going to find. We really take more of a professional approach. So with my background being medical science, I want to make sure people feel comfortable and safe to ask questions when they walk in, because our basis of our business is education. We will sit with you for 45 minutes to an hour and educate you, because it is a really unknown industry. And for a lot of people, because of the stigma, it's really scary. So when you walk in our store, it does not feel like a vape shop or a glass shop. We don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's just not who we are. And because of that, we see a lot of probably your grandparents. We're helping a ton of people that have chronic pain, people that struggle with everyday stress, people that have a multitude of health issues that are all caused by imbalances in their body. So while we help everyone, and we're super happy and thankful for everyone that walks through our door, we're traditionally helping people that maybe were really deep into that stigma. And I think, it came with, I can't recall the name of it off my head. I think it was during the Reagan era, but there was like the drug panic.
That was kind of created
and instilled. So we're seeing a lot of people from that generation really start to drop their fear and ask questions and come in. And then also myself, I'm a millennial. And I don't know if you had the DARE program at your school, but man, I was an anti-cannabis activist and everything for 30 years. I was really deep into the DARE program, and again, with my time in the medical field, was very against any type of non-traditional healthcare. And so it's been really eye-opening even for myself to educate myself to the point where I was like, you know what, opening a cannabis store is the best option is for me.
Young you is flipping out right now.
My young me is. Young me is having a panic attack, and thank goodness for her now I have CBD.
That was perfect. Well done. Melissa, I apologize. I should have mentioned right away, our new headphones, Audrey has a pair on, so she can hear you if you had any questions. I should have told you that right away.
No, that's okay.
Audrey, just a couple of more quick questions and we'll let you go. I know you got a really busy day ahead, and you got some fun stuff coming up this afternoon we're going to touch on.
So excited.
Given your background and your that great brain of yours and everything, not that this is the case, but do you feel almost a responsibility to spread awareness about CBD and get kind of like the stigma a little bit more away from it?
Absolutely. It's a huge passion of mine, but it is a really heavy weight that I carry. And sometimes when people come in and maybe they don't want to know as much as I know, I have to apologize as they leave, because I'm like, I'm so sorry that you have to carry that now. It's a really bad habit of mine of just kind of sharing everything that I know, because it does feel like there's these amazing options and they've been so stigmatized. And I just think it needs to be more mainstream, which again is why we take more of a professional approach, because when you're first getting into any industry, when you're first introducing something that's been a little taboo, you really have to take the high road for the people who are going to make the decisions to believe you and to trust you. So that's kind of what we're doing right now.
I did the same thing with acting, but it's not as like serious or it doesn't have as much on the stake as you do. The business American Shaman is located at 4551 A Street South at 101 right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And I'm giving you that address so you can be there today at 1 o'clock, because you guys got a ribbon cutting going on.
We are so excited.
Yeah.
So we are part of the chamber here in Wisconsin Rapids. That is extremely intentional. So other than probably this time and maybe a little bit in the future, we don't do a lot of mainstream marketing because the approach that we take to what we're doing is so very different. So you'll see a lot of foot on the ground marketing. You'll see us in your businesses. We actually have a location in Green Bay as well, and we educate their human resources department. We work with teachers. So we're really like in the places where people have questions and are addressing the stigmas themselves. So we were so excited to partner with the Chamber, and we're partnered with them in Green Bay as well, because we are a community-based business. Like, we're here not just to be a business, but to be of service to the community. Mm. Because of the people that we see walk through our doors, a lot of times they're at their wit's end. Mm. They maybe have gone to the doctor many times and haven't found a resource, haven't found that solution. So they're in pain, they're suffering, they feel unseen. Mm. So we're seeing people really at their worst, and we hate to see them like that, but we love to see them. So we wanted to connect with the chamber right away because they're the people, they're the community. So today we do have the chamber for ribbon cutting at our location here in Wisconsin Rapids at 1 o'clock. The first 20 people are actually getting free gifts, which include products from the store and t-shirts and fun little swag items. We have a ton of discounts going on. We have catering from Two Hearts Catering. We have a photo booth from Lifeline Event Services. Nice. We're throwing a party, man. Yeah. We're having a great time.
Yeah. We'll meet you there.
Yeah. You're more than welcome.
Be a real good time. I've mentioned this story before when I was living out in California and I first started being introduced to medical marijuana and CBD and a lot of these things. I didn't know anything about it, and I come from that world on the other side, the other side of the tracks, if you will, and everything. And so I was really uncertain about that stuff and if it was actually beneficial. And the first lady I met, I will never forget her name. Her name was Avery, and she was like 71 or 72, and she was a cancer survivor, and she had lost her appetite. And her doctors were very worried about her. She was shriveling to nothing. Mm-hmm. And when I met her, she had, as she showed me, a little chub to her, a little bit of a wing. And she was very proud of it.
Yes.
Because she had gained weight, because she had gotten an appetite because of cannabis, because of CBD, because of these things. They had really helped her be able to find her appetite again. Not only that, but get her out of the house a little bit more and gave her a new lease on life, her words.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, an additional reason that we opened our store was because we needed it for our family. Mm. So I had gotten to the point, not specifically because of COVID, but during COVID, where my anxiety heightened to a level where I was having a very hard time leaving the house. Mm. I was struggling with everything. I couldn't sleep. I thought I was having a heart attack every day. Like, it was really, really bad. And so I was looking for a solution for myself. And then also my wife at the time, she was walking with a walker because she had injured her back at work. And I was, you know, throwing her over my shoulder in the morning to carry her to the bathroom. And, you know, like, it was really bad. We were struggling. And, you know, when we started to look at this as an option for our community, we were like, we need to look at it for ourselves first. Mm. And so, obviously, I'm here out of the house and having a great time with you all here. And also, 3 months after we opened our store, we actually drove to Tennessee and climbed a mountain together. So my wife no longer walks with a walker or a cane. She's doing great. And that's really the hope we want to bring to our community.
Yeah. And I have no doubt you're going to.
Yeah.
Audrey, the only catch is you've done too good of a job today. You're going to have to come back on the air with us
at some point.
Okay.
Anytime, I would love to.
Looking forward to it. And especially if you don't mind putting you on the spot on the air. I would love when these topics come up more to be able to use you and your store as a resource.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. With your brain, I'd love to be able to take advantage of that if you don't mind.
Yep, absolutely. That's you know, in our Green Bay community, that's really what we're known as. We when people are like, give me your one-liner about your business, what are you all about? And I always tell them, we're the educators bridging the gap between the benefit and stigma of hemp. That is our goal number one. Of course, we are a retail store. We have to do that. That's how we keep the lights on. That's how we keep our space. That's how we take care of our family. But at the end of the day, we want everyone to be educated about the safety and the efficacy of cannabis.
It's so good getting to meet you and have you in the studio today, Audrey. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
Join our friends at American Shaman today for the ribbon cutting at 1 o'clock at 4551 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. That's 4551 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. American Shaman, go check it out for yourselves and help them kick off the store with a big, fun sell. Let's get a bunch of people over there. We'll meet you there, Audrey.
Yes, party time.
Sounds like a fun party.
Thank you again for the time, Audrey.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick time out, check in with our partners. We are going to get into our state and local news. And then Melissa and I will be back, and we're going to talk a little bit about cheap wine and some other stuff. We got plenty more coming up for you on the morning show here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Now that Wisconsin has new legislative district boundaries, Republicans say they're eager to look ahead. State Representative Tony Kurtz tells Civic Media's Phil Nee, work can begin on the 2024 campaigns.
A
our clerks who work so very hard on all our elections. Now it gives them time to do what they need to do to marry up their voting precincts with who's going to be in those areas.
Kurt says he does not expect a lawsuit to try to delay the new maps from taking effect. The new maps will mean a lot of changes and a lot of tough decisions for state lawmakers. WisPolitics reports 21 state lawmakers are now drawn into the same districts, including 6 in the Senate and 11 in the Assembly. Some lawmakers say they plan to move in order to try to stay in office. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Voters in Portage County will be using new machines to vote today. The county has made a nearly $1 million investment in election security and accessibility. Voters in Stevens Point voting on school board candidates today will cast votes on the express vote machines for the first time. These machines have a large touchscreen and a thermal printer. Included features will enable almost everyone to vote in privacy. You can find out more about the new machines at StevensPoint.com. Tomorrow is the third annual Safety Patrol Night at Taco John's in Wisconsin Rapids. On Wednesday, February 21st, you can visit Taco John's between 4 and 8 p.m. to support and celebrate our 5th grade Safety Patrol cadets. 10% of all sales from tomorrow will be used to cover items such as belts, badges, pins, and end-of-year recognition and celebrations. These dedicated 5th graders assist their fellow students crossing roads and getting to class on time every school day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Badgers fall in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing on the road to Iowa, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has dropped out of the top 25 listing. Wisconsin has lost 5 of their last 6 games. They host Maryland at the Kohl Center. Marquette falls to the number 7th ranked team in the nation after losing by 28 to the number 1 ranked UConn Huskies. The Golden Eagles host DePaul tomorrow night. Baseball, reaction to the Brewers signing pitcher Brandon Woodruff to a new 2-year deal while he recovers this year from surgery to repair his shoulder. Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich.
Yeah, he's a great teammate. Everybody loves having Woody around, and it's just going to be big to have him around this year, you know, whatever capacity, whether, you know, he pitches or not, who knows. But just to have him around and then hopefully have him again next year ready to go will be huge for us. And we love playing with him. You know, there's nobody else that would rather have the ball on the mound than Woody. You know, he's proved it over and over again in big games, and great competitor, great teammate, so it's really nice to have him back.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would be...
It's got... Come on! Okay.
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The winter warmth is surging back into the state today as highs climb to the low 50s. Under mostly sunny skies, it'll be a bit breezy today, with more patchy fog possible by early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, another bright and beautiful day with highs striking the mid-50s. It's 33 at our studios.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good day out there, everybody. Mm-hmm. Want to send a special shout out to Audrey for joining us from American Shaman.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was a lot of fun. That was a great conversation with her. We really appreciate the time from her. And our new friends over at American Shaman, big shout out to our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. We're able to set that up. Be sure to join them for the ribbon cutting today, everybody. 1 o'clock, yeah. That ribbon cutting at 4551 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Sounds like a fun party.
Mm-hmm. Melissa, I want to touch on this one with you. Wine. We're talking wine.
Oh, all right.
When you're buying wine, do you ever feel overwhelmed at all the choices? this might help you narrow it down a little bit. So I think you and I have touched on this topic a little bit before. If I remember right, Melissa, you and I are a little similar in if we can't decide which wine we want, we go with the name.
The label.
The label. Yes, the label. Yep. I'm sorry, the label.
Total
yes.
Total label
shopper. Same. I'll completely admit it. I am no wine connoisseur or anything like that. I'm not a wine snob. I've had Boone's and wine out of a box, and
Hey, boxed wines have come a long way, man.
They really have, yeah. So looking at this list here, here are the top tips when you're buying this wine. A wine expert has some top tips for you. Okay. Number one, avoid the mass market brands. Things like Barefoot, Yellowtail, and even Josh. There's a wine called Josh. That's a horrible name.
It's my brother's name. There's nothing wrong with that name.
No, it's a horrible... No, the name Josh is fine, but the name your wine Josh. Like, I just feel like that's really... There's got to be some awkward situations there if your name is Josh. the name Josh is fine. Actually, I like that name. Name your product, that just feels... So if you feel like you've seen their name everywhere, they're probably spending their budget on marketing instead of the actual product.
Actual wine, yep. Hmm.
For example, some wines brag about a nice oaky flavor, but instead of aging it in oak barrels, they just shortcut it and stir in a bunch of oak
and
chips at the end.
Oak flavor, yeah.
And you can tell the difference of that if you've had real and you've had fake, yeah. Don't buy a bottle with the word sweet on the label.
No.
It usually means there's added sugar, and if you like your wine a little sweeter, look for the term off-dry instead. It means there's a little residual sugar left from fermentation.
Mm-hmm.
Fermentation is another one of those words I love. I love the name. I don't know why. But that's interesting. I'll be honest. I wouldn't have thought of that one. But I don't really drink a lot of... I don't drink that much, period. But when I do have wine, I don't usually look for sweet or anything like that.
Well, and if you're looking for a sweet wine, you go for a Moscato or a Riesling.
Yeah, yeah. This coffee's great, Pam. Thank you. I just had to get that in there. As we're talking drinking and stuff here, I'm drinking my coffee. It's been great. Avoid wines that brag about being bourbon barrel aged.
If you've had them, I have not tried one that I liked. I think that they're all just over flavored.
Well, according to this wine expert, it probably means the wine sucks. And they did it to cover up the taste. Bragging about other weird, quote, natural flavors is also a sign a wine's no good. You said this earlier, more is less. And I think there's
less is more.
Less is more, yes. I think that that's becoming more and more true with more and more things in life. And finally on this list, don't assume all good wine comes from California. Washington makes great wine. Same for South America, especially Argentina and Chile. Good wine can come from a lot of places. This isn't like it was, 30, 40 years ago or something. Or even then it was a little bit more expanded, but it's become even bigger now. The wine industry is huge.
Yeah. Australia has some good wines. I mean, good wines come from all over.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get into this one before we take our final time out. Every now and then, the topic of a state seceding from the United States of America comes up, and all of us with brains laugh and move on. Because being in a union, it can be tough, and it's easier to get mad and want to take your ball and go home than actually try to solve problems like an adult. In a recent poll, 23% of Americans said that they'd support their state seceding. While 51% are all in on America as a whole, the other 27% aren't sure. Of course, your feeling might be different based on which state you call home. The five states with the most people saying they'd support leaving the U.S. are Alaska at 36%, saying that they'd be okay with seceding. Texas with 31%, California with 29%, New York with 28%, and Oklahoma with 28%. It's not surprising to see Texas, California, and New York on that list. They're the wealthiest states with a lot of people, industry, and self-sustainability. Let me double check their military. Let me see California and New York's military. Oh, that's right. They don't really have that. Okay. So, moving on. We'll get back to that. If California were an independent country, it'd be the fourth or fifth largest economy in the world, and Texas and New York could be around 10th. They'd be fine, if not better off in some ways, not having subsidized to other states. For Alaskans, it must be a geographical or cultural thing because they'd be in trouble on their own. All these states would be in trouble on their own.
Yes.
What are we doing here? What are you talking about? This is one of the most ridiculous things you will ever hear in your life. Mm-hmm. Period. A state considering to secede. The amount of work that it would take to, first off, do your homework. Look into your American history. Texas already tried this. Texas wanted to do this. They started out this way. And when they did that, they were big shots. Texas used to go all the way up to Idaho, just all the way up to there. And guess what being their own country got them? What they've got right now, where they had this laundry list of demands. If they were going to join the union, this is what it would take. This is what it would take. And America just stood pat and played chicken. And eventually, Texas, you know the phrase, like the Wild West? You know where that comes from? The way it was in Texas at that time. That's where that phrase comes from.
Really?
Because it was so insane. There was no law. There was no nothing. There was no taxes. There was no any of this stuff. And they were getting bombarded by other countries left and right trying to take over their country because they had no organization. They had no military. They didn't have any of these things.
Well, happens when they over, max out their power grid,
right?
And need help,
right? Yeah,
we've seen that happen a couple times already.
We talk about this with marriage sometimes. You know, it's easier to get a divorce than to work it out. And for some people, that's what works. And for some people, they just don't work, so they need to separate. And that's we all understand that. Well, you start to look at other things with that through that lens, and it just doesn't add up. It doesn't make the same sense. The idea any state, California, Texas, New York, any of them want to try to secede. Good luck. We'll be fine. America's going to keep rolling. We'll be all right. That state won't survive 5 years. I'll put my name on that. I'll put everything I am on that. There's no way.
Really, really concerned about all of the people living in that state who don't make very much money or who are living on the edge of poverty because that's scary. That's just scary to me.
Yeah, and not to mention, do you think every single person in whatever state that is agrees? No, they're not going to all agree. Nobody in any state agrees with everybody else. So you're going to have a lot of people leaving. You're going to have a lot of people that aren't happy about that. You're going to have a lot of people that are going to stay and think that they're still going to get their garbage picked up or have some of the, have their mail delivered or any of these things that the government does. It is so easy. And I do this too. I'm not just pointing the finger. I got three pointing right back at me. I take shots at the government too. I question things of the government.
Well, we should. It's our right as an American citizen.
I also do that with the understanding of I'm dang lucky to have this government. I'm dang lucky. I wasn't born in China. With my mouth, how long? I'd have lasted like 5 years old and I'd be done. Like, there's no way I would have made it past five in China or any of those dictator-like countries or anything like that. I love this country. I'm damn proud of being an American. And part of that comes with a responsibility. And it's getting along with people that you don't always want to get along with. It's working alongside people that you may not want to, or being neighbors with somebody that you may not agree with politically or religiously or any of these things. This country has been around for a long time, and it's been doing this for a long time, and it's going to do it after us if we keep doing what we're doing. If we keep getting along, we keep showing those divisive people out there that we're not going to let them separate us anymore.
Right. And how many people are actually making their voices heard and voting? If I'm reading this correctly, this is by the Pew Research Center. The elections of 2018, 2020, and 2022 were three of the highest turnout U.S. elections of their respective types in decades. 66% of people. Only 66% of people voted. And that's the highest rate for a national election since 1900.
That's crazy. We got more people voting for American Idol than we do on some of these elections and everything. And then those same people want to bark and complain.
And these are the people who make our laws, who decide what happens in society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do want to mention that Connecticut was the state with the least amount of interest in seceding. Connecticut. Less than 10% of the people there were interested in seceding, which makes sense, especially, you know, considering the size of Connecticut. Now, what it would be like if Connecticut was its own country. It seems like it'd be a rough gig. It'd be tough. That'd be a tough, a lot to ask for them. Yeah. We will check in with our partners real quick. We'll come back. We're going to go over where you can vote here in Wisconsin Rapids one more time. Got some good stories of the day for you, some local good stuff all coming up, along with the That Ain't Right story on the morning show at WFHR, where we are a locally grown radio.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The winter warmth is surging back into the state today as highs climb to the low 50s. Under mostly sunny skies, it'll be a bit breezy today, with more patchy fog possible by early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, another bright and beautiful day with highs striking the mid-50s. Right now, it's 35.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. James and Melissa with you.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies.
Got some fun stuff lined up for you to wrap up the show, take you to the top of the hour. Looking forward to getting into some of this, but we got to touch on this That Ain't Right story, Melissa. Movie producers are always trying to put more butts in seats, and not surprisingly, those butts aren't always clean. A new study looked at the top bacteria hotspots in movie theaters and found the average seat is definitely the culprit, containing a lot of bacteria. One spot was even more disgusting than the seat itself, cup holders. Cup holders, another one to keep in mind when you're hitting the theaters. Good news is most of the bacteria they found in these spots were pretty harmless and not the kind that makes a lot of people sick, but certainly something to keep an eye on. And even those numbers may seem high, your average kitchen sponge is actually grosser than that. So,
well, that makes sense.
And another note to clean those kind of things and, you know, keep up to, up on that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's one of those ones where we kind of, if you were asked, you know, what's the dirtiest spots in a movie theater, you'd be able to answer. But I would have chosen
handrests, like the armrests.
Yeah.
You know, like that you're putting your hands on them. I guess maybe you don't do that as much. But it's a good note. If you drop the popcorn on your seat, don't pick it up and eat it.
Yeah. Another good note on that one. Yeah. any movie theater I've ever been in, if I drop something on the floor, I don't even look down. That's gone.
No.
That's gone forever.
I'll never see the abyss.
Whatever that is, it's gone. Like, but it's your wedding ring. It's gone. It's gone. Don't look down. Don't look down. No.
That's a little extreme, James.
It's a little extreme, but yeah. Let's get to some good stories of the day. Let's get some palate cleansing in. First up, I want to give a shout out to Pam. Thank Pam not only for the coffee today, but all the great notes and scheduling she does. And she just stopped in during...
Heart of WFHR.
Truly is. Stopped in before our segment there, our commercial break wrapped up. She had mentioned that Wisconsin grows great grapes for wineries as well. And that's a great note to keep in mind on Wisconsin. Glad you mentioned that.
We do have a lot of wineries around the state, and if you want a sweet wine, this is the place to get it. Most of our wines are naturally sweet.
Encourage you to check out this great event going on today with our new friends over at American Shaman. Audrey and the gang got the ribbon cutting going on at 1 o'clock today. Their first 20 people are going to get a prize, get a gift. That's pretty cool. And they're just going to be doing more and more over there. We're really looking forward to getting to know them more and support them and what they're doing here in town.
Well, and she just sounds like a fount of knowledge and information. So if you got questions, go over there and start up a conversation with Audrey.
Yeah, we really appreciate them being in today. That was a lot of fun. Shout out to our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce as well.
Yeah.
Be sure to join us from 3 to 4 today for a great midday magazine we got lined up for you. We're in part one. We're going to talk to our good friend, Sally Kistner, Executive Director of the Arts Council. We have Eric Rittenacher in from the PAC. Also looking forward to talking with Eric. And Annie Aiello is planning to call up.
Oh, yes.
We're going to talk with Annie. We're actually going to talk about both the upcoming performances here in March. Looking forward to diving into not only the How Sweet It Is, Steve Leslie singing James Taylor, which is coming up March 7th, but also, of course, this great show coming up March 10th, Always Olivia, an Olivia Newton-John tribute, where we're going to get to talk to Annie a little bit about not only her and her work, but her love of Olivia and spreading awareness about her career and her message. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. At 3:30, we're going to talk to Sherry Johns, Tari Johns.
She's going to smack you when she gets in.
Yeah. Tari Johns.
As she should.
Yes, as she should. CEO of Your United Way of Southwood and Ebbs County is going to join us. We're looking forward to having Tari join us as always. Always love talking with United Way and talking with Tari. And we got good basketball on the radio dial for you tonight. Join us at 7 o'clock. Our pregame kicks off for Wisconsin men's basketball hosting Maryland. Looking to get back in that W column for Wisconsin. It's just been a rough month for them up and down. Be here when they get things right and right the ship. Looking forward to playing some Badger basketball for you tonight.
And also make sure that you get out and vote today. It's a primary election in Wisconsin Rapids to narrow the pool of candidates running for mayor. And I will be updating this afternoon with more information and election results when they start to roll out. You can tune into our station and hear the results of the election after 8 o'clock.
One more time for Wisconsin Rapids area for wards 1 through 10, vote at the Centralia Center at 223rd Avenue South. And wards 11 through 27, you can vote at East Junior High School Fieldhouse at 311 Lincoln Street. Get out there, be informed, and vote, everybody. Mm-hmm. You can find out more at wirapids.org, wirapids.org. Also got a blood drive going on today.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
From 10 to 3, we have a blood drive happening right over at the same place you can vote. Former East Junior High School field room over at room 111, 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Encourage you to get on.
The blood drive is in the music room.
Yes, the blood drive is in the music room, and the voting is taking place like just over in the field house, so a little bit of ways away from there. Go check that out. Donate if you can. Appreciate all you heroes out there donating in our community. Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's Silver Fox is presenting The Golden Age of Radio, directed by the great Chris Williams.
Yeah, that's this week.
Yeah, we're so excited about this. Their first show is this Thursday at 2 o'clock. Then on Friday, they'll have a 6 o'clock show. And then on Saturday, they will have a 2 o'clock matinee.
Nice.
Get your tickets and find out more at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. Support your local theater. Support the arts. It is so vital in this state, supporting the arts. Most people.
And you're going to have a fun time. The show is great.
Yeah. I encourage you to check that out. Again, find out more information at wrctheater.org. Speaking of supporting the arts, we have a Ute Art Month exhibit going on at the Alexander House.
Oh, yeah.
That is happening this Sunday. Be sure to join them from 1 to 4. They're going to feature artworks by students at the Port Edwards School District. Opening reception will be held on Sunday, the 25th, from 1 to 4. Refreshments will be served. The exhibit will continue through April, so if you don't get a chance this weekend, you will have other opportunities. Keep in mind, the Alexander House is open from 1 to 4 Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and by special appointment. Visit them at 1131 Wisconsin River Drive in beautiful Port Edwards. And I wanted to make sure to mention that not only during Midday Magazine, we're going to be talking about this, but we want you to get your tickets to see Steve Leslie. This Grammy Award-winning songwriter is just a cut above when it comes to not only covering James Taylor, but just the way he is on stage. Got to see a little bit of his work online, and man, he is a showman. He is good.
Entertainment extraordinaire.
And while you're there, go ahead and get tickets for Always Olivia as well. Get your tickets and find out more at SavorTheArts.com, SavorTheArts.com. Keep in mind that we will be talking with them a little bit later, and you can hear more later today at 3 o'clock where we're talking about that. One more time, wanted to mention that the Kiwanis Youth Day has been canceled. Feel for them and hoping that they can be back at it in 2025.
But it's understandable with the lack of snow and the warm temperatures we've had. They got to put safety first. So
yeah, keep in mind the Kiwanis will still be holding their summer event on June 1st. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to it. And let's look at some world good stories, some U.S. good stories. A guy in Nebraska was cleaning out his glove box and found that unscathed lottery ticket. We told you about that yesterday, Trucks and Bucks. He got a free ticket from that.
Ooh.
That was a pretty cool situation. Yeah.
cool.
And he's donating a lot of the money as well. So I think to a local food charity there.
That's good.
The FDA approved the first drug to treat severe food allergies for things like milk, eggs, and peanuts. They just also approved the first drug to treat frostbite. Man, I could have used that when I was in high school. I could have used that.
Yeah.
But that is incredible. Those are huge stories. Mm-hmm. How many people heard about those? Anybody? Anybody? No? Okay.
Yeah.
We need to cover this stuff. We need more and more people. We need people to be hearing about these things.
Because how many people suffer from allergies?
Yeah.
And frostbite happens more often than you think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got it in my fingertips and my toes, I'm telling you. Yeah. A digital artist in New York named Max Kalmansky has been helping out random people by redesigning their flyers for things like cleaning and babysitting services, the kind with a phone number at the bottom you tear off. He does it for free and doesn't even tell them. For example, he found a boring one for a cleaning service called The Clean Team and made them a snazzy new flyer where they're branded like a team of superheroes, and it really increased their sales. It really increased people being able. What a cool thing to be able to do, man. That's a really cool thing.
That's pretty awesome.
It's been pretty cool hanging out with you today, Melissa. We appreciate you.
Yeah, it was fun. Have a great birthday, James.
Thank you. And thank you to everybody out there. Get out there and vote, everyone. We appreciate you doing so. And